Elsewhere in the universe, Russia's doing little to crack down on hazing in the military. That's according to the human rights organization Human Rights Watch. In a recent report, the group says new recruits face brutal violence. From Moscow, NPR's Lauren Sheets reports.
It's a typical day at the cramped Spartan offices of the Committee for Soldiers' Mothers in Moscow. There are about a dozen former Russian conscripts here. Most of these young men deserted from their military units. They've come to ask this volunteer organization, which mediates between deserters and the Russian army, for help. Sergei's story is typical. The 18-year-old abandoned his unit in part because of abuse by older soldiers or commanders.
The sergeants were the ones doing it mostly, those who had already served a year and a half or so. They can hit you with a stool or with a metal rod, on the head or whatever. They can come in drunk and start beating up everyone.
Each year, tens of thousands of young Russian men evade the country's two-year obligatory military service, in part fearing hazing. Several thousand more who join the military later desert. Soldiers say the abuse can range from sleep deprivation to savage beatings and being burned with acid or lit cigarettes. Emily Letts of Human Rights Watch gives the account of one junior conscript who ran away after this incident.
After senior conscripts in the unit accused this junior conscript of being an informant for the commanding officer, they decided to punish him. The senior conscripts ordered the junior conscript to remove his clothing and get down on his knees. They then brought forward another junior conscript and ordered the second young man to rape the first young man.
Abuse has led to an alarming rate of suicides in Russia's military, 109 in the first half of this year alone, 60 of which, investigators say, were a direct result of hazing. 25 other Russian soldiers died as a result of injuries suffered during hazing rituals. Groups like Human Rights Watch and Soldiers' Mothers say that commanding officers rarely intervene to stop the hazing rituals. And some actually encourage hazing as a way of maintaining discipline. Back at the Soldiers' Mothers' office, organizers like Valentina Melnikova say hazing is just a euphemism for legalized slavery.
This slavery has to be abolished. Let's compare the rights of Russian prisoners to the rights of our soldiers. A prisoner has full rights as a citizen. He can even receive mail or petition the courts, but the soldiers are completely deprived of this.
Though Human Rights Watch has called for Russia to appoint special ombudsmen and commissions to deal with the problem of gratuitous violence against conscripts, Melnikov says that's a naive Western approach.
These recommendations for special military structures to deal with the problem are illusions. There's no other way for Russia to move to a fully professional army because conscripts have no rights as citizens.
Viktor Alksnis, a former Soviet Air Force colonel, accuses Soldiers' Mothers of being inspired by foreign intelligence services, which the group vehemently denies. And Alksnis says the 85-page Human Rights Watch report on abuses in the Russian military is exaggerated.
This is a purely political ploy to demoralize the Russian army and to degrade it.
But even Alksnis admits the situation has got worse in recent years, exacerbated by funding cuts.
A lack of financing leads to the fact that the soldiers are in barracks much of the time instead of training on shooting ranges or on naval training missions. Because of this, these incidents take place, fights, barracks hooliganism, and the like.
In an official statement, the Russian Defense Ministry brushed off many of the accusations by Human Rights Watch. The ministry claims 90% of military units are now free of hazing. But Lieutenant Alexander Lebedev, a 20-year Army veteran of Russia's Strategic Rocket Forces, who's come today to the Committee for Soldiers' Mothers, says the military conceals the depth of the problem.
High commanders are not interested in radically fighting the hazing problem. Any attempt to raise the issue on an official level creates negative statistics, and the commanders can have their reputations ruined.
Lebedev says he was relieved of his military post and accused of psychiatric problems after he blew the whistle about troops being mistreated. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow. Thank you.
Thank you.